It's new. It's fresh. It will surprise you. It will entertain you. And it will educate you and inform you. And yes, it's No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. Visit www.nostringspodcast.com.
Hi, hello, welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first ever LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon, of course. Yes, on this week's episode, I will do something that I really haven't done before. You know, have three people to come on the show, you know, talk at the same time. Lucky me having all these wonderful people to talk to. Well, let's jump right into it then. For this week's episode, we're going to have a chat with three wonderful movie people. Yeah, we're going to discuss a Christian lesbian British Nigerian short film directed by Elizabeth Funke Obisanya. Elizabeth Funke is a Nigerian British filmmaker, and along with her, we're also going to have two people from the cast to talk with here on the show, and they are Sabrina Chiemeka and Luzina Warren, all from the film. So, and before we get right onto it then, I'll take a quick time out and then come back to join you up here in No Strings, of course. More details coming right up after this. I'll be back shortly.
Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on KidoDiaries.com. Kido Diaries, we're here, we're queer, and we're bad.
No Strings is proudly supported by KidoDiaries.com.
You're listening to No Strings.
Welcome back to No Strings. Before the break, I said that we will be talking to three people from a Christian Nigerian lesbian film titled Magda's Lesbian Love. It's basically a short film that tells the story of Magda and her childhood friend Katrina, who embarks on a lesbian relationship while at boarding school in England in the 80s. The film deals with female homosexuality and also deals with black racism, homophobia and bullying in the UK. The film was also featured in different international festivals and recently won an award for Best Short at BAFTA, that is Black Entertainment Film, Fashion, Television and Art, on October 30th this year. So let's, of course, Elizabeth is here with us now. Elizabeth, you're welcome, of course, to No Strings. Please, can you briefly tell us about your 2013 lesbian-themed movie tagged Magda's Lesbian Love?
Magda, a black girl, and Katrina, a white girl, set in the 80s in England at the height of homophobia and racism. It basically looks at the same-sex relationship, and it looks at the difficulties of not only of coming out, but also of being in an inter-race relationship.
There seems to be about three versions of the film. Please tell us about them, and why three versions?
There were three versions of the film. The original version was actually had a different title, and it was a dual-language film. Filmed in Swedish and in English. And basically it told the full story of Kat and Magda, and the film starts at them being grown up. And so the version that we see of the short, Magda's Lesbian Lover, the Love Hurts version, i.e. the 8 minutes version, is actually the flashback of their story in the longer part of the film, if you understand what I mean. But anyway, we found that, you know, that version, the longer version, didn't work at festivals. So then, you know, I just decided, you know, to just cut it and just, you know, just bring in the flashback as the main story, if you like. And in the longer version, it examines the question of faith and homosexuality, because in the longer version, as an adult, Magda has to like consider her faith and see whether her faith allows her to resume her relationship. When she was younger, the antagonist in that love story was race and homophobia, you know, coming out, seeing as it was set in the 80s. But now, like in the, you know, years later, the main antagonist in the longer version of the film was faith. So, you know, in the end, we just decided to put that aside and just focus on the issue of coming out and the issue of homophobia and racism in the LGBTI community.
Okay, I just discovered that Magda's Lesbian Love recently won an award. Please tell us about it.
MLL won an award. It won a Best Shorts award at BAFTA, the Black Entertainment Fashion Film and TV Awards. We're very honoured to have it because, you know, as you know, we've been like taking the film around festivals and it's not been well received by black festivals here in the UK. Or even abroad, because most of the black festivals seem to be homophobic. You know, it's either, although they're not religious, they've got it in the back of their mind that homosexuality is wrong, so therefore they're not going to show a film that promotes homosexuality. I did submit it to several Christian festivals, actually, when we had the Christian version of it, the longer version of it, and I actually got two replies saying that, you know, they would consider it if I got Magda to repent, i.e. turn straight and not be a lesbian. And I, you know, I told them, well, okay, thanks, but no thanks, but that's not the story. You know, that's not what we're trying to portray here in the Christian version of it. We're trying to say that, hey, you know, according to the Bible, Jesus Christ paid the penalty price for the LGBTI to be gay and to be a Christian. And this is what we wanted to say in the film. But if you don't want us to say that, then obviously we're submitted to the wrong festival.
Okay, I read something on the internet, I think on a blog or somewhere, that published something about your rejection from a Nollywood association in the UK. Please, can you briefly tell us about what really happened and why you were rejected?
Oh yeah, UK Nollywood Association. Yeah, there's this UK Nollywood Guild that's created by Theodora Ebekwe. She calls herself the Queen of Nollywood, although I don't know who gave her that title. The guild consists of actors and producers. And I did apply to join the Producers Guild. And I said to her that I wanted to apply as an LGBT filmmaker, not just as a, you know, Liz, regular filmmaker. You must put it as an LGBTI filmmaker because that's who I am and that's what I do. This has been over like a year now since I submitted it. In fact, yeah, I think I submitted it maybe like September last year. I didn't hear back and I still haven't heard back. And I've been told candidly that they will never include me in the guild because of the LGBTI factor. You know, and I'm saying to them that, you know, hey, we're here in the UK. You can't have non-exclusive or discriminatory law in your guild. You know, I'm Nigerian. I'm British Nigerian. You know, in fact, I was born in Nigeria. I wasn't born here in the UK. So I qualify. And if you want to look at my credentials, I've made films, you know, that I've won awards. And I went to Goldsmiths College. I did a master's in filmmaking. So, you know, in terms of that, I do qualify. It's not a case that, you know, I don't qualify, that I'm not British Nollywood or I'm not British Nigerian or I don't do films. It's just the LGBTI issue. But for me personally, I don't feel that I need it. You know, I don't feel that I need membership into UK Nollywood. You know, it's just the process of asking.
Okay. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We'll now turn to Sabrina now. Sabrina is the lead character. She takes on the role of Magda, a lesbian who fell in love with her childhood friend Katrina. So you're welcome, Sabrina, to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. So Sabrina, please, can you tell us how you felt when you first approached to do a lesbian film?
To be honest, I didn't feel any particular way. I had literally just come back from holiday in LA, Los Angeles, and I think pretty much that night that I came back, I was looking online. There's this site in England that we have called Casting Call Pro. That's where jobs are posted for actors. So I was just browsing and I saw that job come up, and to be honest, I didn't really think anything at all. It was okay. I saw, okay, lesbian. Yeah, for a moment maybe I passed, oh, could I do that? But I don't think I really thought about any sort of repercussions, how that would seem, all these kind of things that may come up afterwards. It was a job, and even more so, it was, oh, this looks controversial, actually. So yeah, why not apply for it?
Okay, thank you. Now, some people, of course, might say, oh, she's a lesbian, that's why she's agreed to do this film. Have you had situations, you know, where people say this to your face? And if no, then how would you react if just in case you come across or come close to a situation like that?
No, I haven't at all, actually. I haven't come across anybody who's had those thoughts. And, you know, those who actually know me know that I'm not a lesbian. So that's obviously one thing sorted. And the others who don't know me may have watched a film. Well, unfortunately, they don't know me and they've never met me. So I can't say anything about that, that those thoughts might come into their minds. And it's not something I actually really concern myself with until they get to meet me. And if someone does meet me and asks me, you know, am I a lesbian? I'll be totally honest. No, I'm not. I'm not a lesbian.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sabrina, for agreeing to do this with us and actually coming on to No Strings and sharing thoughts with us. So now let's talk to Luciana. I must say, Luciana, your character was awesome. I haven't had the chance to see the short completely though, just its trailers. So please, can you please tell us a bit about your character and the film? I mean, can you just, you know, take us in a little bit?
My character Laura comes across as the homophobic racist bully, and she is using her own experience, i.e. her parents are racist, to bully down Kat to try and get closer to her, because Kat is the coolest girl in the school and she wants to be her friend, and she can't stand this intense relationship, which turns out to be lesbian, that she has with Magda.
Great. So, what do you think, or what do you want people to take away from this film, you know, when they finally get to see it?
I want people to take from the film the thought that you should always act with your heart. Because there are these other characters telling Kat that she should do this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, all that matters is what Kat should do and what makes her happy. And if that makes somebody watching it think, well, there's this situation that I'm in, but people are telling me this, this, and this, I want them to go, you know what? I'm going to do what makes me happy.
Ooh, finally, we're here. it's been wonderful sharing thoughts with you here in No Strings. Thank you so much for actually being with me on the show. I want to say a special thank you to Sabrina Chiemeka. I want to say thank you to Elizabeth Funke, and also to Luciana Warren for actually agreeing, you know, to do this with us here at No Strings. Big, big thank you. Yes, if you want to message, if you want to reach No Strings, of course, you can use info@nostringspodcast.com. If you want to send me a special personal message, you can use my Damon at nostringspodcast.com. You can also follow the conversation on Twitter using at NSPodcast1, at NSPodcast1. You can also like us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringspodcast. I'm going to be with you again next week for another exciting episode. Of course, I'm just hoping nothing really terrible, you know, happen. Of course, yeah. Okay, have a nice week ahead of you. Until then, bye.